You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio News. This is our noonday news, commentary, and music mix for you. We're just checking out Third Base. That was one of my favorite hip-hop groups in my youth. They came out with some pretty nice tracks, so that was Third Base. Stepping to the 8 a.m., Scotty Reed on this mic from behind these enemy lines. So let's go into the news. I do have to start it off, though, talking about Hurricane Irma. We, Team Davis yesterday of Tando Radio Show, sent a video yesterday. I posted it in BTR community and all our social media accounts that we have. And, hey, that hurricane is no joke. So I wake up this morning and I find out that Hurricane Irma has been upgraded from a Category 4 to a Category 5. So the New York Times.com is reporting, says that just days after Hurricane Harvey devastated parts of Texas and Louisiana, another storm, Hurricane Irma, has strengthened over the Atlantic Ocean, threatening to batter parts of the Caribbean this week as an extremely dangerous Category 5 storm, the National Weather Service said on Tuesday morning. There is a growing likelihood that Irma will also reach parts of Florida later in the week and weekend, though it is too soon to predict the effect of the storm, which has already earned its Category 5 status with maximum sustained winds of 175 miles per hour, according to the service. So like yesterday, they were given a projection as far out as September the 11th. And it was projected to really hit the area of Fayetteville, Raleigh, North Carolina, those parts of North, I guess you would say that's northeastern, kind of central, except for Fayetteville. But it's supposed to really hit them hard. So you got plenty of time to prepare. All right. You need to go ahead and just look up a preparedness kit. Been sharing those as well on social media yesterday. Featherlight, who called in, who was on the ground in Houston, her and Black Rose, she shared the kit that she put together, which served her well during Hurricane Harvey. So, look, these things are serious. And it seems like these storms are getting more intense for whatever the cause. Whether people want to say it's HARP, whether people say it's climate change, whatever the reason, we see what the result is, and that's devastation. And this is happening all over the planet in different African nations suffering and what have you. So people, get prepared while you still have time to prepare. I think Puerto Rico is creeping up on Puerto Rico, which has declared a national emergency. I'm talking about the occupied island of Puerto Rico which the U.S. by force claimed its territory. So it's starting to hit them Caribbean islands. I'm also thinking about our brothers and sisters from the U.S. Virgin Islands. I haven't heard from them in a while, but sometimes I hear them calling in to different programs. So I hope that you all are prepared because you're probably getting hit right now. All right. So, but if you are on the mainland, Florida, I think they're saying it's about to hit Florida. And that's what I was saying yesterday. This is going to impact more than just South Carolina and North Carolina. So I don't know why the guy was focusing so much just on those two and wasn't really paying attention to Florida. But I guess based off of the video projections that I saw, that Raleigh, Fayetteville, they're supposed to really get hard, hit real hard, like take the eye of the storm and what have you. So I do want to give a listen, allow you to listen to this report from CNN about Hurricane Irma. Again, it has strengthened and it's headed towards the eastern USA. So, again, please get prepared. I got to go out and get some things myself. I know because of that oil, that pipeline, that gasoline pipeline breakage just outside of Texas, I believe. I forget what state. It might have been Oklahoma. I'm not sure. But it caused the state of North Carolina and Virginia to declare a fuel emergency. And they even lifted some rules on the cleanliness of the food, you know, how you have other fuel because you have to add certain additives to meet certain environmental standards and what have you. So they've waived some of those rules here in North Carolina. I know I was talking to my cousin the other day. He was at the local store And he said this guy pulled up with a trailer, you know, like a trailer, a small trailer you can hitch to a Jeep or something like that. I'm not talking like a tractor trailer or anything like that. But this guy was filling up. He had all these plastic jugs and just getting all the gas. And indeed, later that evening, they had run out of unleaded. And all they had was, you know, the other two grades of gasoline. So definitely, I got to go out there and get some more. Do have a generator just in case we lose power in this area, although we're not, you know, projected to be impacted like people in Fayetteville. I still got to be prepared by anything because that storm can decide to change direction anytime it want to. So, people, I'm just trying to stress to you the importance of being prepared. So let's give a listen to this report from CNN on Hurricane Irma.
Thank you to the heroes, the firefighters, police officers, and first responders.
Hurricane Irma has just moments ago been upgraded to a major storm, a Category 4 hurricane. The Florida appearing to be right in its track. Authorities there are sounding the alarm, warning residents to stock up and get their emergency plans in order right now. I'm going to go straight to meteorologist Tom Sater. Tom, the various models are starting to agree here that the continental Yes. U.S. is in the hurricane's path. When might Irma hit?
Well, you know, let me back up to Thursday when we first introduced Irma. We said that we're really going to need about 4 or 5 days, and that's starting to unfold. As you mentioned, the models are getting into agreement. But when we showed you a model last Thursday, the European model and the U.S. model were 1,200 miles apart. The U.S. model up by the northeastern U.S. and the European down by Florida. Well, now they're pretty close, and I'll show you. This system right now is just as strong as Harvey was when it made landfall in devastated Rockport, Texas. The winds are the same at 130, and it's moving right over the northern islands of the Lesser Antilles. That's St. Kitts and Nevis. That's Antigua, Barbuda, Anguilla. In fact, might move right over that. Then it's the U.S., British Virgin Islands that have a watch. That'll go to a warning as well as Puerto Rico. 6 to 9 foot storm surges, 10 inches of rain. Most of the heavy rain, I think, is going to stay over water. But here's just a little time plan with tropical storm force winds. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Turks and Caicos, Dominican Republic, Haiti, then Cuba, and possibly even extending into southern Florida. But let's run the National Hurricane Center track, and you'll get an idea. It hasn't really moved much. It's been trending south. And if you look at this, you think, well, my goodness, this is heading right into the Gulf of Mexico. We can't rule that out, but I don't think that's the best case scenario right now. We have still a window open, although it's closing. But we have a window open that we could see the system turn to the north and stay out in the Atlantic off the coast. But that window is shutting quickly. Most likely what we're looking at, Pamela, as we get in toward Friday, we're looking at a turn to the right. We don't know when that will happen, so we can't give you exact location of a landfall or the timing just yet. But let me show you the European now with the U.S. model. And as we put these in comparison now, first of all, they're on top of each other. So we start out at the same location. You want to see agreement. They're not moving from each other. But as we get closer out or farther out, I should say, there is some variation. This is Sunday afternoon. Now, last Thursday, it was Saturday night we had it here, so it hasn't been moving much. Let's take it now to 9/11, and it does look like if it doesn't make landfall in Florida, somewhere in the coastal Carolinas. So everyone needs to start preparing, have a plan, sit down with the family, and discuss this. Next weekend, maybe a major hurricane, at least Category 3, 4, could be 5.
And of course, all this on the heels of Hurricane Harvey.
Again, take this very serious. Like I said, they don't really know. They're just, you know, taking their best educated guesses using these computer models. And it could hit Georgia the way that I know y'all could not see what I was seeing because it was a video. But this came out yesterday, and this Hurricane Irma has been upgraded to Hurricane 5 status. So, again, if you're on the East Coast, I would say from the tip of Florida all the way up to Virginia, you should be getting prepared. So, going to continue. You're listening to Black Talk Radio News live. Again, if you have any questions or comments, you can give us a call, 866-510-9025. Hit ** to put yourself in the caller's queue. We'll come to you. We're going to hit our music mix for this hour, bringing you 3 in a row, but we still got more stories that we will get to during the broadcast. Again, Philly police rallying in anger over protests at a slave catcher's house. Driver taken into custody after crashing at a Black party in South Philly. House flippers triggered the U.S. housing market crash, not poor subprime borrowers. Donald Trump's cybersecurity advisors resign en masse. Ron Paul asks, is the Trump administration sane? Do they want to start a nuclear war? Marion police chief respond to the viral video arrest of a nurse who refused to heed a slave catcher's illegal orders to draw blood from an unconscious person and then arrested her. A deputy shoots a New Carlisle News photographer. And last but not least, we want to take a look at the Marcellus Williams petition, who's on death row, got a temporary stay of execution from newly found evidence. Appears this man is innocent. You shouldn't even have to fight once evidence surfaces. You shouldn't even have to fight the courts on stuff like that. But you do, because that's the nature of a system that was founded on slavery and still practicing slavery. BTR News, we'll be right back.